Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to a wonderful and happy, joyous, sun is shining right in your face, kind of low sun Monday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there.
Yeah, happy Monday afternoon, everyone.
It is afternoon.
We got an unseasonably warm day here in Wisconsin as well. You know, it's supposed to get up into the 60s this week, Brian.
Still, you know it's winter because you got that low winter sun staring directly in your face whenever it's up. And you're like, yay, the sun is out. The sun is out. It hurts.
Well, it was supposed to be a lot of sunshine.
It burns us so much.
A lot of sunshine this week, which is weird because, you know, we also had last Friday night, an inch or a quarter inch almost of rain rather than snow, and I was like,
yeah,
what is going on?
And it rained heavily.
It's
and then
December
Saturday morning it snowed a lot and it accumulated and then melted immediately Saturday afternoon. My dog got introduced to like actual snowfall for the first time, and she is not even fazed whatsoever.
She eats it
and hangs out in 17 degree weather and for 40 minutes, even though I'm begging her to come back in. She's like, no, I'm playing.
Remy's a huge fan of the snow too, but here in Madison we barely got any, so he didn't even really get to enjoy any this weekend. We'll have to wait for that, but
we got to enjoy this weekend. That was fantastic.
It was great. We had a little Christmas shindig party. It was a great time.
Thank you, Crudy.
Thank you,
fantastic
Crudy.
Dinner.
Yeah, thanks for the whole Devil Radio team coming out and having a blast on Saturday night. So, but as the intro preludes, Rumpus time is over.
I'd like to extend Rumpus time.
Rumpus time is over because we've got so much news to get to.
Yeah.
But we're also taking your tangents as well on this Monday afternoon. So give us a call, 844-967-2789.
By the way, you're listening to us on WTTN 1580 AM and 92.7 FM out of Madison and Columbus. We're also talking to you on KGOE on the leftist coast, and you can check us out on the Devil Radio app wherever you find apps.
Yeah, and I know, Brian, we did some great show prep today, and we've got a lot to get to. But I want to call an audible.
We're calling an audible?
Yeah, green 18 real quick, because I want
right.
to...
Or like Nick Foles with every play that was ever called for him. Kill.
Yeah, well, we're not going to kill the other headlines. We're going to get to them, but we got some breaking news here coming across the desk. We got minority leader in the assembly here for Wisconsin Democrats, Gordon Hintz, Representative Gordon Hintz.
I like that guy.
Yeah, great guy. He had a press release with this statement that we're about to break here with this news, including some of the things that he's done in the past 4 years as his role of the assembly minority leader. And I think he's done a lot of good work. I do. But at the same time, it's really hard to get meaningful things done when you are in a gerrymandered minority like Democrats are here in the state of Wisconsin. But Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz has announced this afternoon, Brian, he is stepping down from that role effective January 10th of 2022.
You know, that guy has the appropriate amount of legislative snark.
Yes.
The appropriate amount. So
yes.
Anybody who's looking to have a leadership role going forward, I think taking his approach to snark, or at least his methodology, you can't necessarily, it's all individualized when you do have snark, but my point is that he has the appropriate level and has the appropriate tone and delivery.
Yeah, I think his tone for a lot of the different issues that he's been faced with as the assembly minority leader has been pretty fitting, and usually he kind of responds to, you know, for lack of a better term, BS that gets put out there in the state assembly.
He talks seriously and cares about the issue, but also lays a certain amount of a Venn diagram.
Right, you got to be kidding me right now, kind of mindset. So he is stepping down from that leadership position in the assembly here in Wisconsin. So that means we're going to have some new leadership potentially coming in. Well, not potentially, for sure.
People stepping up and taking a new leadership role.
Yeah, so we're going to be waiting to hear on that. But that is the breaking news this afternoon. Wanted to share that with you listening audience here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Also, shout out to our friends out on the leftist coast, KGOE. How you doing, California? Yep. If you want to give us a call and join this great show, 844-967-2789.
But first, we're going to get to our first topic on self-owning Monday. You'll see a theme here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of self-owning today.
There is.
So let's tee it off, Luke.
Yeah, let's tee it off. So the first thing is, under the category of self-owning, apparently the expanded child tax credit has lifted 45,000 Wisconsin kids out of poverty and affected 1 million children.
This is what we get every 15th.
Yes. It's a very good policy that should be continued. But apparently, if it does not get reauthorized by December 28th, Brian, it's going to end at the end of this year. We've got, better part, just under 3 weeks now left in the month. And this needs to be reauthorized before the end of the year. December 28th is the date that Congress is setting it, because I believe that's the last day that Congress will actually be doing any, you know, congressional things for the year. They're going to take off for the New Year holiday at that point. And so Democrats in Congress have done this great, awesome program that has lifted 45,000 Wisconsinite children out of poverty. Ended child poverty for 45,000 kids. That is such a large number, Brian.
Now, again, this is, you know, this is not just people get hit harder when they have kids in the COVID situation,
right?
Because you have to have kids in and out of school depending on things. There's also different circumstances where people are in or out of work and whatnot, and having kids exacerbates that problem by one more person or one more exponentially per kid. And this is why, just on the surface, this is why this is necessary. But again, lifting people out of poverty, helping kids out so that they can eat. I'm told, I think there's a couple stories, especially around this time of year about Christmas, that might even, I don't know, drive that story home a little bit harder.
Yeah. Well, we're almost doing it in reverse order today. I'm just thinking about this now. So this is the ghost of self-owning future, if you would say.
Okay.
Because there's still time to control this. You can still pass this.
Oh, this could
Democrats can still pass this in Congress. They have control of both houses. President Joe Biden would sign an extended child tax credit if we continue it in the Build Back Better, like they are trying to do. But there is a time clock on it. This is the cell phone of the future. We're doing it in reverse order from the Christmas Carol.
That's all right.
Because I realize we're going to do present next, and then we're going to do past a little bit later in the show. So this is the future.
It's all right. It's all about dueling tangents. We're telling you about Scrooge, but it ends up with a Christmas past. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. The important thing to remember is
Scrooge
that
Scrooge is the Christmas Carol.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How am I doing in reverse order? Well, I'm just doing the ghosts in reverse order.
Now you're getting me confused.
Yeah. Well, you got
either
me
way.
Confused.
The important part is that, and you'll get to learn why this is true. But this is a statement as well, including to self owning. As far as kids go, the Republican point of view is screw them, they're not guns.
Yeah.
So we'll explain that a little bit later.
We'll
but
that.
There's
we'll
some more self-owning
that
we're going to get into segment three. But more self-owning right now in the Wisconsin State Senate. There's a hearing taking place today.
Today. There is a review going on led in the State Senate by Senator Kathy Bernier.
Okay, so I haven't heard of her very much. It seems like she might want to have been vocal earlier, but tell us what she's saying now.
She's been a little vocal throughout, but that's the thing, Brian, is like some of the more, you know, reasonable calls from Republicans in Wisconsin have been washed aside, because for the last 13 months, we've been forced to listen to individuals like former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who's been, it's all in election integrity. He's going to find and get to the bottom because Wisconsinites deserve to know what's going on.
Shame
in the 2020
on you,
election.
Sir.
Yeah,
shame on
yelling
you
at Democratic representatives when he's appeared before the body before. But Senator Kathy Bernier today is condemning those calls by Gableman and telling him to end the probe. This is probably the harshest criticism and condemnation that we've heard from a Republican elected official here in the state of Wisconsin about Gableman's probe since it began back in the summer.
I think anybody who is subjected to Gableman's probe would be calling for it to be ended. But either way, What is she saying specifically?
So pretty much, Kathy Bernier is going down a laundry list today of items, and she was joined by two other officials, one moderate Republican and one that was previously of legal counsel in the Obama administration.
So she may be actually talking to people who know what they're saying?
Yeah, she herself ran elections for 12 years.
This is an interesting perspective.
Chippewa County. Yeah, yeah. Almost a Republican official that knows the election system here in Wisconsin. And essentially, she boiled her points down today, Brian, to be, well, let's leave this in the hands of the pros, the professionals at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, rather than taking it out of their power and giving it to more political oversight like, you know, Speaker Voss, Gableman, and
Michael Gableman said, and I quote, "I don't really know much about how elections are run."
He did say that. And Representative Vice Chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Amy Loudenbeck, who is now leaving the assembly to run for Secretary of State here
in Wisconsin.
So she
can run the election.
So that she can take more power over and oversight for the election process here in Wisconsin.
Did either of them say, hey, Kathy Bernier, I know that you worked in elections for a long time. What's your input on this? Did they ever go to the person who maybe knows what she's talking about?
She's been pretty quiet all the way up until now, but there was a few marks over the past couple months where the Gableman thing was getting out of control, and she was...
Out of control?
Yeah, but what? This is her strongest point yet, saying that she's actually, when Gableman's going to Chippewa County later this month, I believe, he's going there, he's got a plan to be in Senator Bernier's district later this month, or in the near future, maybe the beginning of next month, and she's planning to attend that with her concealed carry permit weapon because, quote, Gableman's jazzing up the wrong people about these elections.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's
good. So the senator, the ranking member of the state Senate Elections Committee, is saying that she will be bringing a firearm to the Gableman hearing that will be happening in her district because Gableman is jazzing up the base and leading to some very negative consequences. And she thinks it's going to come back to bite Republicans because if they keep undermining the elections, Brian, Republicans are going to have a hard time getting out their voters.
You'd think that we'd hear a lot more from Kathy Bernier before this. I don't know. It just seems like something you might wanted to have brought up, I don't know, years ago. You know, like just and now I think that we've had a meeting and we've decided that now that the house is burnt down, that we agree the house is on fire.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's pretty late in the process for these calls to come out, but I guess, hey, better late than never. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got a bunch more cell phone stories and Wisconsin headlines.
Not cell phone, self-owning.
Correct. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.